Okay, let's see here. Brad has rescued us all from having to listen to me carry on. So what's on your mind? And it's a couple other people have too, but I don't know their names yet. So what's on your mind, Brad?
Hey, Dr. Wright, am I coming through? Can you hear me?
Well,
right?
your voice is anyway. Yep.
Okay, yeah. please give me a report card on Prevagen. It's on advertisements all over the TV. It's supposed to be a jellyfish component that helps short-term memory. And I'm really sick of this commercial. And is there anything to it?
There is some science behind it, sir. I can't tell you I've read it for probably 3-4 years. But when I did read it, yes, there was some science behind it.
Right, so, and I think they must have a patent. I think it's only sold as one product, and it's pretty pricey too. So,
well, let's go to what the problem is, sir, and maybe there's some other things that aren't so pricey that might help.
Sure. Yeah. If you got recommendations on
what are you trying
memory
to do?
Memory issues, I guess. Just trying to. Maintain my memory, I guess more of a maintenance type thing. But
there you go. Well, a couple of questions then. One that's kind of important if we're trying to do that is to know whether a person has themselves or has in their family any type 2 diabetes, prediabetes, or what are called hypoglycemic episodes. Now, that would apply to either you or any of your blood relatives, sir. Does anybody have type 2 diabetes?
No.
Okay.
No. But I do. My mom passed away a while back. Had Alzheimer's.
Yes, sir.
So I think she had the genetic predisposition to get that APOE gene, I think. And
yes, sir.
I don't know whether I have it or not, but.
Okay. Well, the diabetes question is important, and I'm glad that's not in your family anywhere. So let's go to the next step, which is quite inexpensive. Okay, and had 2 papers published on it in the late part of the first decade of this century. I think it was 2007, 8, or 9, something like that. And what these researchers did, went through all the different steps that happen when a person is proceeding towards Alzheimer's disease, not Parkinson's disease. And what they showed, sir, is that lithium, the mineral lithium, blocks every one of the steps in the progression towards Alzheimer's. I am not kidding you, sir. I've got those on file. Now, lithium is for sale in the natural food stores in a 20 milligram, a 10 milligram, and a 5 milligram. And although you should, of course, speak to a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about this, if my mom had passed with Alzheimer's, apogene or no apogene, I would be using, and I am, sir, 20 milligrams a day, ever since the papers came out. Now, that's just one facet of what lithium does. The reason I'm using it is there's a paper came out in The Lancet, which is a really prominent medical journal, in the year 2000, where it was proven, outright proven, by MRI scans of the brain that folks who took lithium grew new brain cells. They grew so many of them they could see them in the MRI scan. And since then, it's been shown, what does lithium do to make us grow new brain cells at any age? And I really do mean any age. So that's something I would think about, and then I'll go to one, think about using. Can we get toxic on lithium? We certainly can if we take large, large doses. But the 10, 20, 5s, 10s, and 20s in the health food stores, they've been on sale for a few years now. Nobody's had any troubles. The other thing I got to go to, sir, is research from Rockefeller University, where male neurons from men and female neurons from women, of course, but I got to be specific, this is Seattle, put into culture plates separately, of course, and fed with everything that's in a normal brain, with the exception of the testosterone with the male neurons and the estrogen for the female neurons. And what they did is looked under the microscope and saw the accumulation of all the garbage, and I won't name it all because we do have other people waiting, all the garbage that accumulates in Alzheimer's. Okay. Then they were very careful to specify they put in a physiologic amount of testosterone. Physiologic just means what belongs there, not too much, not too little, into the male neurons, and a physiologic amount of estrogen to the female neurons. And oh my goodness, The accumulation of garbage went down by 80%. And they then figured out how that works. And it works by activating the cleanup crew that cleans the garbage out. Because literally, that garbage is made by every normal brain cell there is. But when we're younger, our brain cells go sweep, 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 and sweep most of it out the door, so it doesn't bother us any. But when we're older, that sweeping technique, which depends on our gender-specific hormones, doesn't work so good, and so we start to clog up. So anyway, sir, you being a guy and me being a guy, we need to get our testosterone levels checked. And if we're older guys, they're frequently low, and it's not going to come back in this lifetime. So we need to talk with a doctor who knows what they're doing with testosterone therapy.
Right. Does that mean women are more prone to Alzheimer's?
Yes, sir, because they are, and that's known. And the reason for that is that they drop their estrogen quite precipitously at menopause, whereas a guy's testosterone goes down slowly and gradually. So there you go, sir.
Yeah.
Get to a doc and talk about testosterone and think about lifting, sir. Okay?
Oh, cheers. Thanks, Dr. Wright.
Yeah, and you're welcome, and I prefer that to Prevagen, folks, because testosterone belongs in all guys, and estrogen belongs in all ladies, and in my opinion, low-dose lithium belongs in both genders, considering all the other things it does. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, doctor.
And thank you for calling, sir.